Good morning. Welcome to your podcast, number 22. I'm Mike Dell, and Todd Cochran is on assignment, I guess we should say. And I have Mackenzie from the Power Press podcast here and many other things at Blueberry and Raw Voice. Hello, Mackenzie.
Hello, Mike. Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, well, you know, I bail you out, you bail me out. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's what coworkers do.
Exactly. And last time I was sitting where you're sitting.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was fun getting to play with the equipment down there in Columbus. But I'm back here in the snowy white north. And
there's not as much snow in Columbus as there is in Michigan, and I'm happy for that.
When you have to dig out your mailbox, not because the mail carrier can't get to the mailbox, they can't open the door unless you shovel around the top of the mailbox.
Yeah.
That's a bit much, and it's a little early for that. Anyway, we weren't here to talk about weather. We're here to talk about podcasting and what's going on at Blueberry and everything else. As we mentioned, Todd's in Las Vegas on special assignment with the Tech Podcast Network.
I think today is the first day of CES, correct?
Yeah, today would be the first day. I think they're going to start broadcasting tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I'm not positive. They might start today, too, so go check it out over at tpn.tv and also at geeknewscentral.com. That's Todd's podcast site there. And they're going to be doing, I don't know, what do you say, like 8 hours a day of interviews, just, you know, every 15 minutes.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be going all day as long as they can for the most part. That seems to be the general idea that usually happens.
Yep, and this year they're doing something a little different. They're staying over in the Sands Expo Center, which is where all the startups are.
Yeah.
So they're going to be focusing on home automation and startup companies.
And they've got their own little booth, right? Their own little...
Yep, they're going to be doing a broadcast booth right from the show floor. We're going to have guests in about every 15 minutes. I've been to these before with Todd. We ran the studio a couple of years there. And it's just nuts. You know, we have people lined up to interview and... You know, one gets out of the seat, and another one jumps in the seat, and they go on with another interview. It's going to be Todd and Don Bain from the Gadget Professor. And then the F5 Live guys, their whole team's going to be there. Marlo Anderson's going to be there, but he's going to be covering the main halls of CES, and he has another booth over in the main hall, so...
There's a lot of rapid fire happening.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, CES week is always nuts. Just go over to tpn.tv, and that should have links to everything. And then there's also going to be a live blog, I believe, on geeknewscentral.com and also techpodcast.com and, I mean, you know, probably f5live.com. You know, there's just it's a lot of coverage, and Todd is a big part of that for the Tech Podcast Network, which is... a subsidiary of Raw Voice and Blueberry.
Right. So,
anyway, next thing on our list of news is Midroll Media seeking a production coordinator. I kind of think of this as something like a cat herder in the studio over there. They need somebody to just basically run the live studio over there, or the production studios for Earwolf.
I think they're probably realizing, hey, we don't have a person that knows what's happening at all times. And, you know, we're all kind of running around with our heads chopped off. They need someone to be that person.
Right. And Jen over at Podcaster News wrote up a little article about that. So if you're interested in working for Midroll, I don't know where their studios are. I'm guessing it's either East or West Coast. I don't know. But anyway, go check that out and if you're interested.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always nice to see more and more job openings for podcasting.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of them aren't necessarily the typical positions that you would see. And it's a lot of people networking instead of actual job listings going up. So this is, you know, kind of sight for sore eyes a little bit.
Right. And Unfortunately, we had a death in the podcasting community.
Mm-hmm.
Combat Jack has passed away. He was 53 years old and ended up with colon cancer. That's a bummer. But Combat Jack show is pretty much long-running show down in the Dallas area. And like I said, I don't know a whole lot about him other than I have heard the name. And NPR reported that it was started on a lark. And it's a crazy show of sidemen, including Dallas Penn, Premium Pete, and occasional Just Blaze DJ. All these people. You know, it sounds like an interesting show. So anyway, it was noteworthy that we had Jack pass away. And I am definitely sorry for his family and his fans.
Always sad to hear. I wonder what they're going to do with the show. Especially if they knew we had, if he was sick, if they had plans for that. So.
Right. I used to listen to a show a long time ago called Solder Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
It was a ham radio related podcast. And the guy that was pretty much the lead of that show was up in Alaska on vacation and got hit by a bus. I mean, we always joke about people getting hit by a bus, but he got hit by a bus up there and died. And his co-host took over the show. So the show's still going. So that can happen. I don't know if Combat Jack's show is going to keep going or not. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see.
Best of luck to that team, though.
Yeah, that's always a tough thing.
Mm-hmm.
And on a much lighter note, you and I get to go to Florida in February.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. I mean, I assume you are too, because your mailbox is buried in snow.
Yeah. Yep, that's for sure. But Mackenzie and I are going to be manning the booth at the Orlando Podfest.
Right.
And on the 8th through the 10th of February. Mm-hmm. So make your plans to get down to, and I put sunny with a question mark after it, because right now they're having snow there.
Yeah, I was just talking to a friend of mine that lives in Florida, asking him about the snow. So
yeah, I lived in Florida for a while. I lived in Florida for a while, and we had snow one day. And I mean, it wasn't even a half an inch on the ground, and you would have thought the world was coming to an end.
Yep. So. Yep. Really, that's hard for me to imagine, but I understand.
Yep. So anyway, make your plans to get down there if you want to go to one of the better podcasting events. We'll have a booth there and be participating in some of the after activities and all that good stuff. Should be a good time, and hopefully it's warmer than it is right now.
Yes. Yes.
So, Mackenzie, you joined our team, about 2.5 years ago, something like that?
We're rounding on 3 years, so early March of 2015.
Nice. Okay. And, people that listen to this podcast likely listen to you on your PowerPress podcast. But for those that do not know Mackenzie, what is it that you do for Blueberry and Raw Voice?
My title is Services and Affiliates Coordinator, and that is basically a fancy way of saying I manage our affiliate program. And then the services comes into play because I work with sales. I work with all of our professional customers. I deal with marketing aspects. I deal with social media. I handle all of our events. I go to the majority of our events.
And you attempt to keep the Columbus office running smoothly.
Yes, that is easier said than done some days. I kind of throw them for a loop a lot of the time because I am the only one in the Columbus office that is not a developer/programmer. So I am their first guinea pig a lot of the time. I ask a lot of dumb questions, which isn't to say that customers are dumb, but I try to cover all of our bases.
Right. And, it's kind of like what we did to you for the PowerPress podcast.
Yeah.
We said, hey, Mackenzie, guess what? We want to restart this company podcast, and you're the host.
Yep, and that was thrown to me.
Yep, and threw you a big pile of stuff and said, do it.
Yeah.
And then you reported back all your pain points. And that helps us improve our products and, you know, minus all the troubles we had with that studio down there. But that's a whole nother story.
Whole other thing, yeah. But in general, I have kind of turned into a jack of all trades in terms of what I work on. So
yeah, that's good. We every company needs that person that takes care of the things that nobody specifically takes care of.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's not, you know, programming something or like crazy support or, you know.
Right. Or if one of us needs to travel somewhere, we say, Mackenzie, book us a flight.
Yes. Also that. I handle a lot of the logistics for everyone as well. So I really am all over the place.
Yeah. Like I said, it's good. And you've been great at it. And
thank you.
Like I said, I wasn't full time when you got hired, but I've been with the team for a long time, part time. So
yeah, you started part time, like right after I got here. And then like within a year became full time, if I remember correctly. So yeah,
I was full time. I was part time for like 7 years before you got there.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. I started full time, like I don't know, was it 6 months later or 8 months later, something like that. And
something.
Yeah, it's been great, and we're growing like a weed here. So that's kind of goes into our next topic.
It definitely does.
Yeah, we're hiring a full time developer.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that's need another person in the Columbus office, like ASAP.
Yep. One of our developers left us a few months ago, and we haven't replaced her yet.
No, we've been trying and trying to find the right fit, because you know we kind of want some. We don't need someone that knows podcasting or really cares about it necessarily to fit well with us, but it certainly helps sometimes.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know, the culture in the office there is a certain way, and it's you gotta find the right person that fits in.
Yeah.
We have interns coming in and out pretty much constantly, and you know, some of them work out really great and some of them not so much, but
yeah.
It'd be really nice to get somebody that, you know, a little more continuity in the office, you know, with a full-time person, another full-time person. So.
That is definitely what we are looking for. So, right now, I don't think that there is a job listing up on Monster. So just email jobs@rawvoice.com and we'll send you the information. But it does require you to be in the Columbus area and to actually work in our physical office. So if you don't want to hang out with me, sorry.
Yeah, the way that office is you'd probably be sitting directly across from Mackenzie, I'm guessing.
True. So if you don't want to look at my smiling face every day, then maybe don't apply.
Yeah, but and as we're growing, I'm sure we'll be moving offices at some point.
For a while there, when our other full-time developer was still here, we kind of outgrew our office and we were just kind of adding people where they could fit.
Yeah. When I was down there, I was way down on the end of the room there, but
kicked you to the curb a little bit. Sorry.
That worked. It all works. And I'm not down there that much. So
no, we are. Yeah. We're growing. We're very excited about it. We've got more interns already set up for the summer. Today is what, Monday the 8th. We've got interns starting today. So we're full of people. We just need another full-time person.
Right. And, you know, we're looking for another part-timer for support. And I've got several people that I've been talking to, and if I haven't talked to you yet and you've contacted me, I will. That's on my docket for the next this week anyway. So
yeah.
Hopefully, yeah, we'll get another part-time support person in as well. If you're interested in that, you can still email me, mike@blueberry.com. And, of course, jobs@rawvoice.com if you're interested in the developer position.
Yep.
And, yeah, so yeah, help us grow our team and make things run a little smoother for our customers. So a little bit of support stuff. I think we're going to run a little short today. I thought we had a lot of stuff, but you know how it is. But a couple of little support things. Of course, we had a stats issue right at the end of the year, 2017. We had a hardware failure. You know, sometimes that can't be avoided.
Yeah.
And we had a gap there for, what, about a day? A little bit over a day.
I think it was, a little over 24 hours.
Right. And there's a full statement over at PowerPressPodcast.com, which will also be linked in the show notes for this. But we were able to restore all of the missing data for our hosting customers. And our team is working on possibly getting a... getting some of the stats that we're missing for our non-hosting customers.
Yeah, that's not a guarantee, but we're at least looking at it to see the possibility.
Right, we have some info, and apparently they're able to glean whatever they need to out of that to possibly fill in the gaps. But in a full explanation on the site, I won't belabor that. Here, but I just wanted to acknowledge that, sometimes computers fall apart.
Things happen.
And now we're putting in place some backups and backups to the backups and failovers and all that. So we will definitely not let this happen again if we can help it.
Mm-hmm. One of those things where you think you're prepared until you realize you're not prepared enough and then you deal with it.
Right. It happens. It's, like I said, nothing is ever exactly perfect, but we try. Third-party players. This is one thing I've been getting a few questions about lately. And, I'm trying to think of some examples. Ravi's got one. I can't remember what his is called. There's Pat Flynn's player.
Passive income one, yeah.
Yeah, it's the, I think you call it Smart Podcast Player or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And, then there's also themes that have players built in, for WordPress. And they, for the most part, play well with PowerPress, but not always. And if they don't play well with PowerPress, there's not really a lot that we can do about it. Unless they contact us and we work together to get their player to work with our stuff.
Right.
And
a lot of the time we're not going to necessarily know that. Like if someone is bringing us a new, theme or player or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That definitely goes for themes too.
Yeah. So.
But, I've been getting that, question quite a bit, not a lot, cause our player is pretty cool and, there's nothing wrong with the ones that come with PowerPress.
No.
And, some people, and the other thing, just as a personal opinion here, I wouldn't worry so much about what the player looks like, to a point. You don't want it to be ugly, but you want it to be functional first. And a lot of times, people that come to your website, that's the first thing they're going to do is they're going to hit play on one of them. Okay. But then after that, they're going to say, hey, I like this, and they're going to subscribe, and they're likely not to see your site again.
It's a possibility.
It's just the nature of the beast. A lot of podcasts, the listeners don't ever see the website. Now, the website's very important for other reasons. You want to be listed in Google, and you want to have all that Google juice, so, you want to keep your website looking decent and all that, but over worrying about every little detail of how the player looks is just going to drive you batty.
if people aren't jazzed about the way that our player looks right now, I feel like a lot of people don't know this, if you are a hosting customer of ours, you can go into the dashboard of our platform, like our publisher, and you can change the colors of the player. You can make it look different.
Right, right. And even within WordPress now, or right within PowerPress now, you can change those colors of the buttons and and all that. And of course, it has your logo in it, not ours.
Yes.
And, you know, that's, that player is pretty flexible that way. And, you know, but, you know, so many people just get hung up on details that don't really matter. You know, I spend a lot of my time, you know, dealing with things that, you know, for me, you know, myself as a podcaster, I wouldn't care about. But, you know, people do, and I understand that, you know. So, you know, we do our best. But, you know, when it comes to third-party players, you know, something that we didn't provide, you're going to have to go to that, whoever produced that player, for help with that player.
Yeah, I feel like that happens a lot with plugins in general.
Yeah.
As well, is that people come to us when really, like, we're, you know, if we know the answer, we're happy to help out, but they really should be going to the plugin.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know who supplied what you're having problems with, and go to them. You know, for our PowerPress sites, that's one of the reasons why we restrict what plugins can be installed or activated. They're all installed. That are available, but you know, as far as, you know, activating plugins, you know, those plugins we do know, and we will, you know, help with any problems with those specific plugins. But that's why we don't have every plugin in the directory.
Yeah, and you know, every once in a while, if you think there is a plugin that is, that you're like, you're adamant would be beneficial to not only you but to the podcasting community, let us know.
Yep, I've added two or three plugins since we launched Deluxe.
If we're, you know, as long as we're able to take a look at it and make sure that it is going to, I guess, pass with flying colors for everyone, then we're not, you know, we're open to adding these. We want to know what you guys want. We're not trying to be, you know, controlling over it. We just need to make sure that things work properly.
Right. Yeah. We don't want to install a plugin that's going to mess up your RSS feed. Because, you know, the RSS feed, as we've been pounding, you know, in 22 episodes we've been doing here, the RSS feed is the transmitter for your radio station, basically.
Yeah. I mean, it's a delicate balance of making everything work together. But tell us if there's something that you want us to at least consider or try out.
Right, and like I said, we're happy to, you know, check them out. It might take a little while for us to run it through the gauntlet, but you know, a lot of times we're able to do that. Same thing with themes. You know, we've selected some themes on PowerPress Sites Deluxe that you know, that we've vetted, and they all play well with podcasting and all that. But if you find a free theme, it can't be a paid theme.
Right.
If you find a free theme on the WordPress theme depository there. Repository, I guess would be probably a better word. you know, let us know, and you know, we'll play with it and see about possibly adding it as a option in PowerPress Sites Deluxe.
There's always that possibility that it's actually going to work.
Yeah, and you know, most of them play well. You know, there's you know, little quirks that happen with themes, especially themes that include players, as we get back to third-party players, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and Appendipity, I just as a side note, Appendipity themes used to work really well, and I do believe that they're kind of on autopilot right now.
That is what I am aware of as well.
Yeah, so I'm not really sure if there's much support going on over at Appendipity right now, but you know, hopefully somebody will take that over and it'll do good. But
right.
But for the time being, you know, if something goes wrong with that, you know, one of the Appendipity players or themes, yeah, not much anybody can do about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, also speaking of third-party players, we just should probably reiterate that we are not fans of players that preload your content and automatically start playing.
Yes, I guess this would be something we should have put in the news story. Who was it? iHeartRadio.
Yep.
The iHeartRadio app or player that you could embed on your site if you were on iHeart was preloading the content. So anytime anybody hit your site, it would load that and then count in the statistics over at, what was the other company there? Podtrack. And so Podtrack was reporting that iHeartRadio was the number two consumption device for podcasts. And, you know, they reported that, you know, far and wide. And it wasn't even close. It was just because that everybody that was using iHeart was preloading all the media.
I mean, when they found out, they took care of it rather quickly.
Oh, certainly. You know, it's one of those things. But yeah, we've always said, you know, autoplay and preloading are not something you want to do. So even if that is an option in the player you choose, don't use that.
Yeah, it's just also from a user standpoint, that's the probably the quickest way to get me off of your website.
Yeah, the autoplay, definitely. And the preloading actually is kind of a, you know, the idea is sound. The problem is the execution isn't.
Yeah, the execution messes up with other factors.
Right. Yeah, you know, because preloading, that just means when you hit play, it'll start instantly. But if you don't preload and you hit play, it starts almost instantly. So, you know, really is half a second worth causing your stats to be all screwed up. Well, anyway, I think this will do it for episode 22. We ended up talking about more than I had written down. That's great.
Good.
Yeah, you know, when I guest host on PowerPress podcast, we tend to go long.
Yeah.
So it's always fun to talk to you, Mackenzie.
You too.
So, everybody, if you guys have any questions, comments, whatever, yourpodcast@blueberry.com is how you get a hold of us. If you want to get a hold of Mackenzie directly, it's Mackenzie@blueberry.com.
Yep.
And, of course, me, Mike@blueberry.com, Todd@blueberry.com for Todd. And like I said, he's going to be missing in action the rest of this week, at least on the Blueberry side. He'll be in Vegas, so go check that out, tpn.tv or geeknewscentral.com. Mm-hmm. And have a great couple of weeks.
Thanks, everyone.